This is Alabama, a beautiful state full of green areas and exquisite houses in a traditional and religious milieu. The state, which used to be the heart of anti-racism struggles, is now embroiled in a new strife of a racial nature. The unrest is a result of a draconian law called HB 56. The strict anti-immigration law, which was approved by Alabama Senate in June 2011, is remarkably similar to a legislation passed by state of Arizona in April 2010. We had an interview with Senator Gerald Dial at Montgomery Legislation Center. He was one of the lawmakers who initially voted in favor of the HB 56 law.
Well, HB 56 was a bill that was passed not in this past session, but the session before. And it was a bill that was designed and followed very closely to the Arizona law, which it even had some more stricter provisions than the Arizona law. I voted for that law and that bill, and after it was passed, it had some unintended consequences. After I looked at that, I made the statement that I made a mistake. I would not vote for that bill again if it come up, because it was too far-reaching and it had some unintended consequences, not only on the Alabama citizens, but it did something that damaged the image of our state.
Senator, what you're saying makes me wonder. Do you mean you weren't thinking about the ramifications of this law when the Alabama Senate passed the legislation?
Well, you're absolutely right, and that was one of the objections. The bill came up on the last day of the last minute of the session with some changes into it, even with the understanding that when it was going to the governor, he was going to make further changes to it and send it back, which he did not do. So a lot of us were caught in a kind of, against the wall. Here's a situation where the last day of the legislature on the last night of the session, we've got a bill that addresses illegal immigration. You either vote for that bill and show you're against illegal immigration, or you vote against the bill and you put yourself in a position of being for illegal immigration.
So far, Senator Dial has expressly supported the anti-immigration law in Arizona and anywhere else on his website. Another Alabama lawmaker is a senator from Selma. The Alabama River passes through the city, which used to be the hub of a lot of racial conflicts during the civil rights movement in the 60s. In Selma, the Afro-American Democratic Senator Hank Sanders, who is also a supporter of minorities' rights and an anti-racism activist, explained his views on the HB 56 law.
HB 56 is a law passed by Alabama, and it was designed to be the toughest law in the nation on undocumented immigrants. Of course, the law doesn't speak of undocumented immigrants. It speaks of illegal aliens. It's designed to try to affect every possible aspect of the life of an undocumented immigrant. There's not one area of life it does not create problems. And these are not just problems for undocumented immigrants. It's a problem for immigrants, period. And it's a problem for folks who have been here and their foreparents have been here for centuries.
Basically, the law is this, that if you're here illegally, you're illegal and you're breaking the law and you shouldn't be here. You shouldn't be taking advantage of the system. You shouldn't have kids in school. You shouldn't be taking jobs. You shouldn't be receiving any kind of state assistance or state aid because you're here illegal. You are actually, basically, if you want to bring it down, you're actually a criminal in this state. And that was the intent of the law, to make sure that we did not have people here who are illegally and actually criminals and violating the state law and the federal law by being here doing that.
There are different views about the HB 56 law. So we decided to have an interview with a labor and immigration rights lawyer.
Under the federal law, it is not a criminal act to be in the country itself. In the last 26 years, states like Alabama, Arizona, Utah, Georgia, South Carolina have passed their own legislation to criminalize persons that were not lawfully in the United States under state law. So, for instance, if you decided that you wanted to apply for employment in the state of Alabama under HB 56, which is what we're going to talk about a little bit more today, that would be a criminal act. Or if you even applied to get a driver's license in this state, that would be considered a criminal act under the Alabama law. What the states did is they attempted to turn being here unlawfully, the status of being here unlawfully, into a criminal act.
According to the U.S. law, the federal government is tasked with controlling and organizing immigration. Therefore, the measure by Alabama's Senate to punish the immigrants without consulting the central government has caused a huge outcry and led to the formation of groups such as Alabama Coalition for Immigrants Justice. We approached the office of the group to have an interview with Helen Rivas. Rivas is an American fluent in Spanish. Under former U.S. President John F. Kennedy, she worked at the White House and now she is campaigning for the rights of the minorities.
Han hecho una distinción muy artificial.
There is a highly superficial difference between the legal and illegal immigrants. They say this one is legal and that one is illegal. Any immigration lawyer can attest that there are many illegal immigrants who endeavor to become legal immigrants. When the Alabama immigration law was passed, the officials did not consider the complexities of the situation of immigration in this state. They were, in fact, passing the blame. They turned any movement of illegal immigrants into a major crime. It has become illegal to interact with the illegal immigrants or even give them a shelter. Nothing changed for the better until the governor was deeply distressed and declared that he would not endorse the legislation. Nonetheless, he signed it 2 days later.
But a day later, Helen invited us to University of Alabama to attend the conference which discussed the immigration law. Here at the university, there is a conference which examines issues on human, labor, and racial rights. One of the issues on the agenda of the meeting is persecution of Hispanics through HB 56.
Alabama Coalition for Immigrants Justice is like an enormous front which incorporates groups and organizations advocating the immigrants' rights. They also defend the rights of the other citizens and the representatives of the immigrants. Usually many of our clients were the fathers who sought to obtain IDs for their children or official deeds for their assets.
Since the law was enforced, we faced myriads of problems with our ID cards. Now we have to submit our IDs for changing an address. Generally, IDs are required for filling out any form. Unfortunately, many Latinos do not have IDs to do such procedures.
There's still a small segment in Alabama who are now trying to target the Hispanic community the way they've targeted the black community. And because of the great strive in the black community, they feel that they can't necessarily have that impact. But because the Hispanic community does not have a voice, they do not have that many elected officials that can speak for them, they are now targeting them the way they did African Americans. So we're trying to find a way to empower the Hispanic community by getting them registered to vote, hoping that they can get more elected officials so they can begin to have a voice. While they do not have that voice, we as African Americans and other groups are trying to stand up for them because we understand what it was like.
It's obvious that there are some real issues with the law. We know that that same law, though it seems to be dealing with what is the legal entry of an individual in the community, but it does not deal with the fact that many of them are here. That's part of the strategy that we're going to utilize because we used it well in the civil rights movement. And there are things that we learned that we want to share with the Hispanic community.
The repercussion of that issue, they're saying, well, they're taking jobs, they're taking benefits, they're getting food stamps, they're getting other necessities that they have not earned because they're not here legally. And the idea was that the bill, that just like the Arizona bill and some other states, was to prohibit illegal people from being here and taking advantage of the system, where legal people who have paid into the system, who have been a part of the system, have taken those, had the advantages that we're entitled to as citizens.
But the senator's argument is not persuasive. Therefore, we decided to talk to a historian in Alabama. He invited us to his home to present an academic view on the HB 56 law.
Curiously enough, if the argument about Hispanics had been that they're taking jobs away from native-born Alabamians, the group that should have been the most enthusiastic for the House Bill 56, the anti-immigration law, should have been the Black Legislative Caucus. Because blacks in Alabama are the least well-educated, they make the least money, they have the highest unemployment rate, they are the poorest of all Alabamians, so they should have been the ones really terrified about all these Hispanics who were competing at the bottom end for jobs. It should be a competition between the lowest income blacks and the Hispanics. Curiously enough, not a single member of the Legislative Black Caucus voted for the anti-immigration bill. 25% of the Alabama legislature is black. Not a single black legislator voted for that bill. If you get the wages up to the point where unemployed African Americans and whites will actually take the jobs, you don't need the immigrants. So if you want a labor force, all you have to do is pay more. Well, that's not what the business wing of the Republican Party wants to do. In fairness to the farmers, they actually offered above minimum wage jobs after the illegal immigrants left the tomato fields in North Alabama last year. And in one case, there were 30 people who responded to an advertisement, 30 African-Americans, unemployed whites who came, looked at the job. Of those 30, two finished the first day. Of the two, one returned the second day, and that one left before he had finished the second day.
No, they were not taking jobs. In fact, they were doing jobs that no one wants to do. I grew up in the cotton fields. I don't want to go back to the cotton field. I don't know any African Americans who want to go out and do work in the fields. You can't get African Americans to do that now, and because the culture has changed. So they were doing work that wasn't being done. Well, and once they ceased to do it, it didn't get done. So crops rotted in the field. There are also a lot of other work, yard work and other kinds of things. So that's not a problem in Alabama about them doing work that other folks want to do and therefore taking jobs. That's part of the fiction to justify this oppressive legislation.
There are a small number of Latinos, and you can find them at restaurants and shops.
In some areas which are not very far from here, for example, 30 minutes far, the whole agricultural crops have been lost because there is no Hispanic to harvest them. As simple as that.
So there are pockets in this state that are large Hispanic communities. And in those communities, there's some animosity between, there's been some cases of prostitution, of illegal drugs and all that, and people equate a lot of that to this community coming in with illegal people being a part of it. And so that was the outcry from some of these areas.
Well, you've got this very small population of Hispanic immigrants. It's so small as to be almost inconsequential. But the Republican Party argued that that very small number of immigrants was soon going to grow. They were also bringing drugs, they were bringing crime, they were bringing brutality, they were going to cut your throat, they were going to take over your house, they were going to kill your family, they were going to take your job. And so this very small minority of people become the scapegoat for all the problems Alabama encounters, and of course they can't protect themselves, they're too small.
A report by the Crime Branch of Alabama Justice Administration indicates that the Hispanics are not responsible for the criminal acts in the state. The study shows that the majority of murders are committed by the whites, Another section of the study about rape shows that the Hispanics are not the people who create concern in this regard. Although the population of the Hispanics in Alabama is limited, there are several organizations that advocate their rights. One of them is in the city of Birmingham. The Coalition for Defending the Interests of the Hispanics in Alabama is called HICA. We went to their office to have an interview with their coordinator, Miriam Villanueva, and asked her opinion about the allegations leveled by Senator Dial.
As I have always said, it's about all races, not just the Hispanics. They're looking for someone to pass the blame on him. There are different types of people among Hispanics, and I can't defend all of them. In fact, they're from different walks of life. Some of them are racist, and some of them have unacceptable behaviors. The problem is that when people see a Latino doing an unacceptable thing, they blame all the Latinos. But when they see a benevolent Latino, they don't say anything.
Miriam also told us how things changed after the enforcement of HB 56.
This was a peaceful state, and the people were living their lives. But there has been a crisis since the law was enforced. Our offices are filled with clients. In the past, we always had clients, but over the past months, since the enforcement of the law, we saw an influx of the people. We even had to put seats outside, and the situation was really annoying. Many people left. They left their homes and furniture. They left behind what they had really worked for and left the state. They were deeply feared and concerned. Many people got sick, and some women had nervous breakdown. The rate of home violence increased because men were nervous. They were desperate.
HICA has also paid a particular attention to the issue of children and schools.
They couldn't go to work. There was a real concern, an enormous chaos.
The bill does not remove anybody. The bill simply says that the board of the school, the local school, determines if a student, when they're registered, if that student's legal. It doesn't expel that student. It doesn't take that information and do anything with it. It doesn't send it down to the local authorities. It just says, tell me, are you here legal or not? And what the unintended consequence of that is, it has frightened a lot of people away because maybe there's three members of a family and one of them might not be legal and two of them are. But what has happened, the family has removed all the kids from the school and therefore it's caused a hardship on the ones who are here legal.
The original act, HB 56, had a provision that required every school to determine the status of the parents and whether they were lawfully in the country. And so that had a very chilling effect on parents and school kids and even public officials that would have to do these counts. So you had a lot of Hispanics as of September the 29th of last year of 2011 withdrew and basically left the state of Alabama, and as they left, they of course take their children with them.
However, what we heard about how children are being treated in Alabama did not match the senator's account. One just had to go to a Hispanic neighborhood and ask about many stories about schools, police, etc.
When we were in Lineville and the Alabama law was enforced, the schools wrote letters to the Hispanics telling them that their children should leave the schools because they were not American citizens.
Did you normally come here to see your friends? What happened?
Yes, I sold them food. Many were my friends and family. But after the law was enforced in Alabama, they left this place. They were scared. They thought the immigration officers could come any moment. Many people said the police also acted like the immigration office. So many people were scared and left.
Part of our bill said that you could arrest somebody and hold them without bail. Well, that's unconstitutional in the state, and that was changed as well. We go into a lot of expense and a lot of time in our state to train our law enforcement people to make sure they understand how this law works. And as a result of the recent Supreme Court decision, it's more important than ever that we make sure that we're not profiling people.
Again, the officials' accounts contradict the realities. At another place, we heard the story of pastor of a Hispanic church, Ruben Gonzalez, who lives in an LSF house. He's a humble person who lives with his wife and child. Ruben recently fell prey to the police abuse after another vehicle hit his car from the back. He says when he returned home after the accident, the police went to his house.
I was at home when the police officers came and told me I should go to the city hall. I asked why. Why should I come? Then he suddenly told me that there is a problem with my residential permit.
They handcuffed Ruben and took him to the police office, where he was detained for 7 days until his family could hire a lawyer.
My family managed to hire me a lawyer, and I was supposed to be released in 10 minutes. But they took me to Clanton, and when we went there, they didn't allow me to return. They told they'd called the immigration office and that I was not allowed to leave. What I saw there was a blatant form of racism.
His only choice was signing his expulsion order or putting up bail.
They asked for $5,000 bail. My son, friends, the pastors, and the church did their best to collect the money and pay the bill. Only after that, they released me.
Alabama's laws clearly invite racial profiling because law enforcement agencies, they get a percentage of the fines and all those kinds of things. That all that simply will do is say, you know, somebody high up in the department saying, well, this department can get more money if we have more fines from immigrants who are undocumented.
This is a shameless, oppressive, horrendous, catastrophic, and inhumane political game by some ill-wishers. It is totally racist.
One of my brothers was driving when he mistakenly passed the red light. A police car saw him and arrested my brother. In 2 days, he was in Louisiana, then the immigration office, then in Mexico. It happened so fast that no one even realized.
You can go into any town in the state of Alabama right now, and it will not take you 30 minutes to find out where all the illegal immigrants live. Every apartment complex where they tend to group, every mobile home, 1 out of 5 Alabamians lives in a trailer or a mobile home or manufactured home. Many of those parks are entirely immigrant, are almost all entirely immigrant, and many of them are illegal. So people know where they are. Why aren't they arrested? Well, they're not arrested because, number one, under the Constitution of the United States, you cannot profile people. But if Alabama enforcement officers wanted to get rid of illegal immigrants, they could get rid of illegal immigrants. There are an awful lot of powerful politicians and business people in the Republican Party who do not want that system to end because they benefit from that cheap labor.
Do you have your immigration papers at home?
No, I don't.
So, what's the final plan? Is it finding the illegal immigrants and expelling them? What is the real aim of this law?
To put together a immigration policy and law in this country that's fair to everyone, that addresses the issues of illegals, and it makes it also available for people who want to come here and who work to get a green card and come here and work.
The United States policies on immigration discriminate against people from certain countries. They make it where folks in Canada can come in at any time, but they are white, and so that's a whole different issue. People from Europe can get in by the regular process. It's people from Mexico and people from Africa and people from certain places in Asia who have all of the trouble in the world of getting in. So you start off with some unfair federal immigration laws. And so when laws are unfair, then people find ways to try to deal with the situation as best they can. So the idea that somehow the laws are fair is, in my opinion, is a fallacy.
Immigration has existed since a very long time ago. It has brought about racial diversity and nourished cultures in many generations. But the wealthy countries forget about this fact and mistreat the low-income immigrants and misuse them through heavy labor. However, the immigrants continue to fight and they do not surrender. In Alabama, the life of the immigrants will blossom in the future.
Yes, a lot of people have gone, but many of them are returning because they are confident that we will succeed and we can stay here. We have come here to work and succeed. We have no reason to return. Those who behave well should stay and continue the campaign.